KPFK. All right, welcome to the Michael Slate Show. I'm your host, Michael Slate. Opening the show up, I'm really pleased to bring back to this show somebody who seems to be looking all over the floor for something. Anyway, Noche Diaz.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. And for people who may not know at this point, Noche is part of the he's part of the National Get Organized for an Actual Revolution Tour, and he's here to talk with us about that and a few other things. So, Noche, tell people first off, what exactly is that tour?
So, the National Revolution Tour began, people began coming from around the country in March to start the first leg of this. And the slogan of this tour is, "You think you're woke, but you're sleepwalking through a nightmare." And the point of this is that there's a group of people who have come together from around the country who, have taken up, and gotten into what Bob Avakian has developed, which is an actual strategy for making a revolution in this country, an actual way out of this madness. And we've determined to launch this effort to begin to bring forward what we don't have yet, which is the thousands of people who need to be working together all around the country to actually bring the days closer when we can really make this revolution and impact all of society and turn people's faces towards a real way out of the madness that humanity finds itself in today. And so this tour started off, in, like I said, mid to late March. We've been going around L.A. and also the surrounding areas, Sacramento, Vallejo, Orange County, Riverside, Stan State University. And we've been spreading this message of revolution and fighting for to develop new forms and new ways to involve people in a movement that is going to work to prepare the ground and prepare people and prepare a core of leadership for the days when we can really overthrow this whole system of white supremacy, male supremacy, U.S. global empire and destruction of the environment and the hounding and demonization of immigrants and refugees, because this system has no answers for this. Whether it's Trump's braying about building a wall and demonizing all immigrant people, whether it's the way women are being dragged back to the dark ages, being denied the right to control their own bodies, or the video after video of police murder and brutality. Police were never punished for doing this against, everyone knows, black and brown people especially. All of this is something that none of these ruling class parties have any answer for, whether it's the fascists like Trump and his whole crew or the Democratic Party, including their more radical faces like, Bernie and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a lot of them. They have no answers for what this system does to people here and all over the world. We do. Okay, we have a way out of this, and too many people don't even know about this and don't know that they have a place in making this revolution. And so we're going to work on with people, okay, with very new people who have just stepped into this, as well as people who have actually dedicated their lives to this, going to work to actually solve that problem and bring forward a real movement for revolution right here in the belly of the beast.
That's actually really important, and I think it's something people don't hear very often, and they need to hear it very often. And, let's dig a little bit more into this. Like, there's a question of actually, okay, you've said this, and you've told us the basic declaration and what it's all about. But let's talk about this a little bit more in terms of the plans you have, what you actually think is going to happen, what needs to happen. I mean, I think it's interesting when you were talking about bringing all these people together and the need to do that around this, and people busting through the chains that are put around their mind and their eyes and understanding what the reality of it is. So how are you doing that?
Big part of how we're doing that is we're going, like I mentioned that slogan of the tour of, "You think you're woke, but you're sleepwalking through a nightmare." Because, look, there's millions of people who actually care about some or more or all of the things I was, briefly touching on. Millions of people actually do care about that. Some of the people listening to this show, part of the reason they listen to it is because they don't want to be ignorant fools to what's going on in the world, but most people are also caught up in, really having their heads up their asses in terms of, what's involved in really the scale, scope, and the stakes of the danger that humanity is facing and in terms of the way out. And people are getting caught up in all kinds of things that go nowhere, solutions that don't solve. And so a big part of what this tour is doing is actually shattering a lot of these, this sleepwalking, you know, and not just waking people up in a fake kind of woke kind of way, but actually shaking up, you know, the discourse over what's the problem and what's the solution. And in that context, actually putting forward, look, you know, faced with the, you know, this is something Bob Avakian has said, faced with the world as it is, we really do have two choices. Okay, it's not because we say there's two choices, but because of the actual world that we live in and what humanity is facing, we have really two choices, which is that we live with all this in one form or another, and we condemn future generations to suffer the same hell or worse, or we make a revolution. And that living with this takes all kinds of forms, whether it's thinking about myself and how I can get by, or whether it's, oh, we got to accept the best that we can do in these circumstances is vote for this person or that person, or try to get a piece of the pie, you know, in terms of what America is doing to people all around the world and the wealth and plunder that's being extracted from this suffering, and try to redistribute it to more Americans. That's the Bernie program and the AOC. You know, this is all forms of actually living with this, but we actually can make the other choice, which is actually making revolution, and not just, you know, because we can be better people, because humanity is depending on us to actually do the right thing, okay? And putting that squarely to people, this is the reality we face, but people don't want to look at it, okay? So we're forcing people to look at that and actually saying this is not just like a gut check. There's a way to go to work on this, you know? We have these 6 points of attention for the revolution, which is a basic way that people can get the principles and guidelines and goals and methods of the revolution and go to work together with each other to begin organizing people. And, you know, you don't have to know everything about revolution to get started. Everyone starts somewhere, and everybody can't do everything, but everybody can do something. Okay, so long as it's, you know, guided by these principles, this can actually be important ways that people contribute to an overall movement that's working together throughout the country and that's being built. That's growing over the course of the next year into a real force in society that is actually an alternative to all the sleepwalking or the turning inward or the depression and demoralization that afflicts people who look at squarely at some things and determine that, oh, nothing is possible. And all this is because we actually do have a way to deal with this. You know, Bob Avakian is not some savior. He's someone who's done a whole lot of work on looking at why this system is the way it is. Why it can't be reformed and what we have to do is overthrow it. How do we solve the problems of the revolution? He's developed a lot of methods, you know, to approach those questions. He's developed a strategy. He's written a constitution to run a new society to deal with all this. But what we don't have is people who are working on wielding that, you know, that same strategy and method to go to work on the problems of how do we actually make a real force. Because if we don't do that, if people don't begin to step forward and do that, then it is really just that, yes, a different world is possible, but there's no real force to make that real. So that's why, you know, that's why I'm on here to talk with you, not just you, Michael. You know, I mean, you're fine. But I'm here to talk to you in terms of the people who are listening. You know, now is the time to actually step forward and become part of the ranks of the revolution. How long is this going to go on? And when will enough be enough? You know, I was talking to some people last weekend, and, you know, it's like watching this video of this 12-year-old boy in Sacramento, was, you know, I don't, you know, young black man, chased, you know, 12 years old, chased through a parking lot by the security, who then called police out on him, who corralled him, threw a bag over his head, dragged him to the ground while he cried out, "I can't breathe," just like Eric Garner before his life was snuffed out. How long is this going to go on, and when is enough enough? At the same time, you know, state after state is passing, you know, these barbaric feudal laws that say, you know, women are basically breeders and incubators for men's babies, okay? They can't even control their own bodies. After 30, 40 years of people trying to play defense to hold on to some of the gains of the women's movements, you know, like Roe v. Wade, being dragged down and pushed down further into the shadows, talking about now having to make underground railroads for women to seek out abortions. When is enough enough? And how long are people going to be played into this position of just going along with this or seeking solutions that don't deal with it and retreating further and further into the shadows while the planet is almost literally burning around us, a million species going extinct? When is enough enough? You know, this country sending over 1,000 troops into the surround Iran and making all kinds of threats right now of war and besides, you know, this fucking nut, excuse me, this nut is actually threatening, threatens the world with nuclear annihilation because we have a demented fascist Donald Trump with his finger on the nuclear button. When is enough enough, okay? You don't have to wait until you've figured everything out to actually make that first step. People need to step in now. And this, we're having this weekend of revolution coming up on June 8th and 9th, you know, for people who are ready to say, you know what, I have had enough and I want to be part of the people who are going to be the first to step out and say, yes, enough is enough and we're going to change the course of all this.
Now, one more thing. You've issued a major call as well, and that's that for people to be there at an organizing meeting this Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Organizing Center. You tell people about that, quickly, but then also what it is and how to get there.
Sure. So this organizing meeting is this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Revolution Club Organizing Center on 27th Street in Vermont. The purpose of this is everybody who is listening right now, whether you're in your car or on your phone, however you listen to this, you need to come together with others like you and who are nothing like you except that they also have had enough. And this Saturday, we're going to be involving people in the thinking, the planning of how to have a major impact over the course of this next week so that all of L.A. knows that there is a force that is preparing for a revolution. And on the 8th, we're going to be having marches through the South Central, right, beginning at Crenshaw and Slauson, okay, the site of where Nipsey Hussle was cut down. Another example of how millions of youth are caught up in this situation. Okay, their only options are to find some way to try to survive, and they claw and kill off each other the way, and doing the work of this system instead of coming together to make a revolution to get rid of this system that's got us and people like us all over the world in the same mess. And then we're going to march through there. There's going to be a procession that goes to Florence and Normandy, the site of the L.A. Rebellion, where people rose up who had had enough of this kind of terror and living under this terror and brutality, but who didn't have a way to actually win, to make a revolution, to put an end to this and all the other forms of oppression this system visits on people. And then we're going to be ending by marching to the 77th, Division, okay, this notorious police precinct, which is not only guilty of its own crimes, but is part of the armed violent enforcers of this whole way of life on people. And we're going to be declaring there is a force that is growing, building, and organizing for a revolution right here in the belly of the beast. And you, listening, have to be one of those people who are going to be there making that declaration. And this Saturday at 3 o'clock, we're going to be involving people just like you and figuring out the plans not only for the weekend but all the way through of how do we impact and where does word about this have to get out? What are the kinds of things to bring alive that there is a way now to fight against the outrages of this system and to work to organize, to build up the forces to actually put an end to this madness?
All right, Noche Diaz, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. And once again, folks, it's this Saturday, and it is the address again?
It's going to be on 27th Street and Vermont. There's a shopping plaza, and it's going to be on the second floor, Suite 8.
All right, and you want to be part of the whole movement to actually that actually is built around this system cannot be reformed. It must be overthrown. The National Get Organized for an Actual Revolution Tour. All right, so keep that in mind and make your way down there. Noche, thank you very much for joining us today. All right, now, and actually you can also look on, and if you didn't get those details, you can look on my Facebook page, and all those details are posted there as well.